This report documents the war crimes, the violations of human rights that have happened since January 2011. It's been a level of fighting that we haven't seen really since the beginning of the civil war in 1991. And that has created such insecurity and complicated the livelihood of everybody in Somalia, which has been a big factor contributing to the famine. When we talk about violations of the laws of war, we're talking about indiscriminate shelling, not paying enough attention to who is civilians and who are combatants. We're also talking about arbitrary arrest and detention of people who are suspected of spying for the other side, both by al-Shabaab and also by the transitional federal government forces. And on the al-Shabaab side in particular, use of child soldiers and forced recruitment of males, as well as very harsh punishment, a cruel regime in the areas that they control.
Can you tell us for whom this report is basically meant, since I suppose that al-Shabaab isn't inclined to heed such warnings?
Well, I think although al-Shabaab is very difficult to influence, we hope that by publishing this, it's also going to be released shortly in Somali, that people in Somalia are able to read and understand that other people in the world are watching and have an understanding of the war that's going on in their country, not just, you know, the current famine, and that somebody out there is calling for justice and for accountability for the abusive forces that have made such a mess of that country. So it is in some senses directed at al-Shabaab, but also, as you rightly point out, at the UN and the other countries who support the transitional federal government and the African Union forces, to try and make them improve their conduct, to respect human rights better, so that they can prove themselves to the population in Mogadishu, so that they can win the confidence of the population, so that they can improve their human rights, their protection of people, and therefore also the delivery of assistance, which of course is desperately needed now.